Hello, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. I am Shane.
I am Betty.
And we're looking now at day two of Matilda.
Yay!
So we learned Matilda. She is a very smart girl.
Right.
She's got some bad parents, a nice teacher, a bad headmistress or principal.
Right.
But she doesn't just like take things sitting down. Like if something bad happens to her, like her parents do something bad, like her dad.
Right.
She'll get revenge.
So it's kind of like she is sort of a little bit rebellious in a way.
A little bit rebellious. I like that word.
对, 有点叛逆哦。 她不是那种很乖的, 就是你讲什么,她就尊重你的规则的人哦。 她是会反抗的人。
Right.
So today we're definitely going to learn more about the story and I'm excited already. And I guess you have a question.
There's a warm-up question.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's, what do you like about your teachers? And like, well, of course, I don't have teachers now.
Right.
So what did I like about them? Like, I do remember one of my favorite teachers was named Miss Higgins. And she was incredibly creative, like an incredibly creative history teacher. She didn't just read from a book. She actually acted out famous stories, like a theater performance.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, her energy made every lesson feel like an exciting movie. So she was a great teacher because she made learning fun and always encouraged us to ask questions. So I thought she was a really cool teacher.
I don't think in Taiwan we have such like interactive classes in here,
mm-hmm.
but I like...
Unfortunately.
But I did like my junior high school teachers a lot, especially my English teacher. Back at the time, we had a very nice energy in our class. So, like, we had very good interactions with all the teachers, but I especially liked my English teacher. We play so many games in class. Like, sometimes she designed really complex games. Like, everybody gets put in different ranks, and you get to kind of use some sort of superpowers in your rank.
Oh.
And everything happens in an English class. And it was so much fun, so much fun. Right. So I also liked the fact that she took all the time and effort to make all the things, like all the props and all the rules she has created for us, the game rules. It's
okay,
so fun.
So she invested a lot of her own time into creating a really cool teaching environment.
That's so nice.
That's so cool. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So 今天呢, 在我们继续讨论之前要给同学问一个问题哦, 还是要填空, 那这是一个很好用的单字哦, blame, 就是责怪, 比如说我们要说, 诶, 这不是我的错, 你不要想把错推到我身上, 但这个是比较生气的时候, This is not my fault. Don't blame me. 点点点点点. It. 那请问呢, 这个介系词要填哪一个字呢? All right, we'll find out.
Okay.
Matilda.
One day, Miss Trunchbull teaches Matilda's class. A classmate puts a newt in Miss Trunchbull's water glass. However, Miss Trunchbull blames Matilda for it. Angrily, Matilda focuses all her energy on the glass.
Tip it over,
she thinks. Somehow, she moves the glass with her mind. The newt and the water get all over Miss Trunchbull.
All right, so moving on to the article, back to the article. So remember, we have, of course, Matilda.
Right.
And we have a really mean headmistress named Miss Trunchbull.
Right.
So one day, Miss Trunchbull teaches Matilda's class. So instead of Miss Honey or the regular teacher teaching, Miss Trunchbull teaches Matilda's class. A classmate puts a newt in Miss Trunchbull's water glass.
Oh, so sounds like Matilda
plays
probably isn't
prank.
The only one that
yeah.
doesn't like the headmistress.
Right, so they like to play pranks on her, which is kind of fun, okay, because she's so mean. So a newt is just a small animal that looks like a little lizard. And
mm-hmm.
the cool thing about them is they can live in both water and they can live on land. So, for example, you could say while the children were walking near the river, they found a tiny orange newt hiding under a wet leaf.
Oh, I actually think newts look quite cute for me.
Newts are cute.
Yeah, they're cute. 容圆啦. Okay, so I think everybody hates this headmistress.
Pretty much.
Yeah, despite knowing that she punishes students in weird ways, they still try the prank on her.
Yeah, they still do.
Yeah.
But this is the problem here. However, Miss Trunchbull blames Matilda for it.
Why?
It wasn't Matilda who did it, but she got blamed for it. Who knows why? But I guess because for some reason, Miss Trunchbull just wants to pick on Matilda.
She's smart. She fights back.
And I think
so
that's why.
So she gets picked on.
Yeah. I think that's why.
那这里的话呢，有一个暖身的问题哦。我们刚才不讲说这不是我的错哦，你不要想把错推到我身上。我们可以怎么讲呢 ？This is not my fault. Don't even try to blame me for it. For it. 对、mm-hmm. 你就怪谁哦那因为什么是 for something for example don't blame your classmate for the broken window it was an accident 诶不要因为窗户破了怪你的同学就意外嘛
so then angrily Matilda focuses all her energy on the glass
okay we know by now that she plays pranks on her fatherAnd her parents, of course, both father and mother.
Yeah.
And so here, this is a fun description, but we'll know the answer a little bit later in the yeah. article. Focuses her, all her energy on the glass. So right. apparently, she so, had some sort of power.
Power, right.
Yeah.
So she thinks, okay, so the article says, tip it over, she thinks.
Okay.
So tip it over means make it fall over, right? So to tip something over.Right.
Okay. 所以他就把他的这个意念呢都集中在那个玻璃杯上然后他心里想说把它打翻把它打翻。All right, then what happens?
Somehow, she moves the glass with her mind.
Wow.
What? So she could do like magic?
So she has some sort of like superpower.
Yeah.
And we know that she has the superpower today. And
yeah.
it's probably how she plays the prank on her father. Maybe we don't know.
Right. Probably.
Probably.
Probably she uses these like superpowers
right.
that, or the superpower that she uh-huh. has in order to like get even with people.
Uh-huh.
Or if
have her revenge.
Have her revenge. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And we have this difficult word here somehow.
Somehow. Okay. So somehow just means in a way that is not known or certain, in some way.
Oh,
so for
okay.
example, you could say the cat was locked in the kitchen, but somehow he opened the door and ran into the garden. So it's in a way that we don't really know how the cat opened the door and ran into the garden, but somehow he did that.
没错就是不知怎么的。所以他就是心里想着把那个杯子打翻吧然后就不知怎么的。诶杯子真的就开始移动了。Okay, so something exciting is going to happen, I guess.
So continuing the article, the newts and the water get all over Miss Trunchbull.
Wow. That's going to be fun, but bad for the newt, I guess.
Oh, wait, poor newt. But I think the newt will just like...jump away.
Right? I think so. I think so. And yeah, before I continue with a fun story, let's take a look at some vocab words for today. 好的，接下来看到第一个单字 classmate. Classmate 是一个名词，同班同学嘛，对不对？举例来说呢 I help my classmate with his English homework every day. 我每天呢都帮助我的同班同学写英文作业哦。好，那我们来看杂志。Jimmy and I were classmates in college. We took many classes together. 哦，我和 Jimmy 呢是大学的同学，我们一起修了很多门课。好，接下来呢是一个很重要的单字，同学可以把它打个星号 ,focus, 动词集中。通常这个动词啊它后面都会加 on, 所以这两个呢要一起把它背起来。比如说It's hard to focus on the lesson when it's very noisy outside. 当外面很吵的时候很难集中注意力在上课对不对 ?Focus on the lesson. 单字例句的部分 Helen turned off her phone and focused her attention on the homework. Helen 关掉了手机并将注意力集中在功课上这样呢是比较有效的方法。
Matilda tells Miss Honey about her magic power,and practices using it at home. She also learns more about Miss Honey's history. Miss Trunchbull is actually Miss Honey's aunt. She took their family's money and house after she probably killed Miss Honey's father. Matilda decides to use her power to get back at Miss Trunchbull.
Okay, let's go back to the article. Okay, so Matilda tells Miss Honey about her magic power and practices using it at home.
All right.
So she tells her, the teacher that she really likes, Miss Honey, she's like, hey, I have this magic power. And then throughout in the story, she's practicing using it at home. She has this special power, right?
Okay. And I guess in English, do you know what exactly is the power called?
It's called telekinesis.
心灵感应就是用念力这样子。Okay, so obviously, she uses her power sometimes to punish those evil adults.
Yeah. Okay, and then back to the article. She also learns more about Miss Honey's history.
Oh, okay. So, some stories about Miss Honey. 这里的 history 讲的是过往经历，不是历史的意思。所以她也了解到这个哈尼老师好像有一些过往，有一些很神秘的事情要来了，揭晓。All right, tell me more about this.
Wow. Miss Trunchbull is actually Miss Honey's aunt.
What? Okay, so they're actually related.
Yeah, okay. They're related. This is her aunt, right? Well, we could say aunt or we can say aunt.
Aunt.
There's two ways to say it. Both are okay. It just really completely depends on you. I think more often in North American English, we do say aunt.
It's more common,
but I even have friends who say aunt. Or they'll even say my auntie.
So it's your personal choice?
It's kind of
choice?
A personal choice.
Yeah, your preference.
But I think if you have to say, well, I'd say aunt might be more UK and aunt would be more North American English.
Okay, so here we have this truth that is hard to believe because Miss Honey's so kind while this...
Dun, 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 the story's getting like really exciting and interesting. Like she's got this really mean aunt.
Right.
And they're actually related to each other.
So how do they end up working together?
Okay, well, so she took their family's money and house after she probably killed... We're talking about Miss Trunchbull.
Oh, my God.
After she probably killed Miss Honey's father.
So that's murder.
So not only, like, Miss Trunchbull isn't just a mean headmistress. She might actually be a murderer. So that's pretty scary stuff.
I think this is too difficult for children to read. When I watched the movie, the reason I still remember the movie was because it was so scary to the extent that I can still remember the face of the actress playing the role of Trunchbull.
Yeah, and like how scary it was and how scary she was.
Everything was so scary about her. Like, she has this vibe, scary vibe. Okay, so she actually should be locked up in jail.
She should be in jail.
And here she is teaching children.
Right, like the worst person to be teaching children. Someone like who hates children and is basically a criminal. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the article. Matilda decides to use her power to get back at Miss Trunchbull.
Things is getting fun. I'm looking forward to the rest of the story and see how this works, really.
So tell us in Chinese, what does it mean to get back at somebody?
报复某一些人哦，我们刚才有讲到 revenge， 对不对？
Right,
那这个也是比较难的字。
Like、
那 get back at 是比较简单的。And we're going to learn some vocab words.
Cool.
好，那第三个单字呢是 history， history 是名词，过往经历的意思。比如说 ，We have a long history of being best friends。我们当好朋友已经有很长的时间了。那单字例句 ，William's history of playing piano helped him join the school band。William 过去弹钢琴的经历呢，帮他加入了学校的乐队。第四个单字是 kill， 动词，杀死或杀害的意思哦。那如果要比较轻松一点的用法，就是 kill time， 杀时间哦。好，比如说 ，the heavy pollution in the river killed many fish last year。去年河流中严重的污染呢，杀死了许多鱼。举例来讲，单字例句 ：The cat hunted and killed a mouse last night。这只猫呢，昨天猎杀了一只老鼠。Review time。All right, and now let's go back and discuss some questions.
Okay, do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I think so. So the question, what would you do if someone blamed you for something you didn't do?
Well, I'd be like, I know I didn't do it. So if someone blamed me for a mistake that I like I didn't make. And I think I would just smile at them and I'd be like, okay, like prove it. Explain to me exactly how I did it. And then watching them struggle to invent a story is much more fun than I think just like getting angry. So I think it's the perfect way to stay calm while they realize they've made a huge mistake. And
yeah, I think that's a good way to kind of resolve conflict. I think that that's good. That's good. Yeah. And I think you also have a question for me.
Yeah. If you were Matilda, would you use your special power to get back at someone who treated you unfairly?
I would definitely get back at them. But I would also think about whether I'm able to kind of move on without feeling trapped in negative emotions. Like, for me, I can get back at people who have treated me unfairly, but I don't want to end up seeing revenge as my only goal in life. Like sometimes you get too trapped in the past and you can't move on and it's not good. Like after 20 years, you still remember the little prank people did on you. And I don't think that's good. I don't think that's good.
Okay.
Yeah. 那我们今天的节目就到这边啦。想观看更多精彩的内容，赶紧下载空中美语的 app。我们明天还有哦，所以我们明天见咯，拜拜。
拜拜。